Management at the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology has insisted it has no plans to downgrade or close its facility in Castlebar, following suggestions that it was being run down and could become unviable. The political claims follow a decision to end some courses at the college's Mayo campus and reports that up to 15 lecturing staff are being redeployed to Galway. Our reporter John Cook has been at the GMIT in Castlebar today and he joins me from there now. You've been visiting the campus, John. What can you tell us?
Well, Mary, the Mayo campus of the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology is situated next to Mayo General Hospital here in Castlebar. Indeed, some of the old psychiatric hospital buildings became lecture halls and classes for GMIT students when they commenced studying here in 1994. There are 832 students currently on the Mayo campus in Castlebar in courses like nursing, outdoor education, business, technology, health sciences and more. But last year, this college was in the news, Mary, because the Higher Education Authority reported a €2 million deficit in the running of GMIT Castlebar. The college tells me today that that deficit is being reduced through various cost-saving measures and will be down to below €1 million by the end of this academic year. But in response to the financial concerns at GMIT, the Education Minister Richard Bruton and Taoiseach Enda Kenny established a working group to plan a sustainable future for this Castlebar campus. Of course, it's in Enda Kenny's own constituency and he described it in March as a vibrant campus, criticising negative coverage of the facility. But there's been more concern recently, Mary, in public meetings after news that studies in five subjects like history and geography and digital media and construction were to be discontinued, and in the last week that up to 15 lecturing staff could be redeployed to Galway.
Now, you've been talking to some people as well, John.
I have, Mary. I've visited the facility today for myself, and it's a fine college facility, I must say. Lecturing staff at GMIT Castlebar, I'm told, have a lot of concerns about what's happening here, including this possible redeployment. But they're entering talks as part of the HEA working group, the Higher Education Authority working group, on Monday. So in advance of that, a spokesperson for staff told me they didn't think they should make a public comment on their concerns today. I did meet students today, and some of them have commenced their end-of-year exams here, Mary. So management expressed concerns that they might be distracted by any media interviews. So I just want to stress, I didn't approach any students directly. Instead, the Students' Union introduced me to several students who were very keen to comment about their views, starting with Alice Lennon, a mature student from Westport.
I was at home for 20 years with my kids and I wanted to come back to college and do a degree. The opportunity of coming here, being a local college, was great. Going to Galway was not an option because I have teenagers.
Are you concerned about the future of this college or is there a fear?
Yes, I am. There's a lot of rumours and there doesn't seem to be any clarity as exactly what's happening.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Conley. I'm from Tuam and I'm studying digital media and society.
Is there a reason in Tuam you came to college in Castlebar as opposed to Galway and the GMIT campus there?
Well, the course that I'm studying is unique in the country. And that's why specifically I came here. There are 800,000 jobs in the industry across the EU and the industry in general is frustrated with the lack of people to service it. I find it deeply ironic that this course, which is in its infancy, hasn't had a graduate from it yet. And already they have stopped the intake, despite the fact that there have been applications through the CAO. They're picking off the weakest in the herd in order to try and diminish the Mayo campus in general.
My name is Karel Tumba. I'm from Nace in Kildare and I'm studying accounting and finance. It's a small college, so everyone knows each other well. Like, you know, it's not like a big massive campus where you don't know half the students there. We're all close here. The lecturers, the students are very close here together. And
is it a popular course?
When I started, it was a good few, but as the years went on, there's less and less people coming into the course. Yeah, personally, the course I'm doing hasn't been threatened or anything, but to the five courses that I've been threatened to let go is not fair on them students who have come here to get a degree and now they're being told they can't do it here.
My name is Anne. I live in Castlebar and I'm a student of Heritage. Because of health reasons, I wouldn't be able to travel to Galway. And I'm glad that I came to Castlebar because it's an excellent campus.
And is it needed? Does Castlebar need a third level institute like this?
Absolutely. Rural Ireland is being penalised. They're taking away our police stations, they're taking away our post offices, now they're taking away our education. And I feel that Galway's Heritage course is in direct competition with ours and that they're trying to... My course is under threat. I think they're trying to close us down.
My name's Ronan O'Neill. I'm from Mullintown, County Donegal, now living full-time in Castlebar, and I'm studying on the BA in Outdoor Education. It was a small campus, so that attracted me. Moving from a small rural town in the most northerly point in Ireland, it was a big step to move away from home. But it's also the only course of its kind in Ireland, which has now been put under threat by the management in Galway.
But they say they're committed to the future, or how do students feel about that?
They're committed to the future. Again, for the students, we're all alumni of the college in a few weeks, or some of them here are here for a few more years, but to feel like that our college isn't going to be here to come back to would be very upsetting.
Students there in Castlebar. John, what about others in the town of Castlebar? Do they share the concerns we heard there from students?
Very much so, Mary. So much so that, in fact, that local businesses, residents and political representatives have been part of a GMIT Mayo action group. And there have been public meetings recently. I met businessman Jarlath McHale today. He runs the Mayo Adventure Experience. And he employs a number of graduates and students of the college here, where he told me he studied himself as a mature student.
Yeah, I graduated in 2014. I was a carpenter by trade. Decided to upskill, downturn and all that. Big into the outdoors, so kind of said, why not make a living from the outdoors? Came back and it was like, it opened up the abyss for me in terms of which direction I wanted to go.
There's no doubt about how important tourism is in the region. So GMIT's role in that in Castlebar and this outdoor studies course?
These are the people that feed it. Like, if you look at the paddy wagon guys, there's guys from this course that are working in the likes of that. So it's not just Mayo. These guys are going all around the country. They're the ones bringing in. Tourism was one of the biggest earners for the country in whatever last year. And it's growing and growing. The Wild Atlantic Way. You need people to staff these things. You need activities to entice people in. This is just one of the training centres for it.
My name's Owen Heverin. I'm a local businessman here in Castlebar. I run an online business called tellmystorybook.com. In the future, I'll be looking to employ people from this college. That was my plan. However, recently there's developments announced where the course where I would be employing people from has been cut.
What course is that?
That's digital media.
You are part of this action group for GMIT Mayo, so tell me about that.
That's correct. Well, that is the driving force behind it. There's five courses announced to be cut. I'm a local man. I'm a proud Castlebar man. Once I heard that, I said I have to get involved. So we want to save the GMIT. Let me rephrase that. We want to secure the future of the GMIT. It's hugely important, not just like economically. We've the students coming in, the spend, accommodation. But it's not just that. It's for our kids. If you want to send a kid to college these days, it's very expensive. If you have to add in travel, if you have to send them up to Dublin, it's a lot more expensive, John. We have this here on our doorstep. It's something that we want to keep. Not only are we going to fight them on these cuts, but we want growth. There's a lot of people that want to come to college here, and we just want to make sure that there's a facility for them.
Owen Heverin giving his views to you there. John, a lot of politicians have been raising issues around the college as well. You've been talking to some of them.
Yeah, and members of Mayo County Council, for instance, or some of the Castlebar councillors this week proposed a motion of no confidence in GMIT management after news of these staff redeployments. MEP Luke Ming Flanagan was the one who claimed that the Castlebar campus was being run down and would become unviable. Claims very much denied, I must say, by GMIT management. And many other politicians have raised concerns. I met Mayo Fine Gael Senator Michelle Mulhern today. She fears this campus in Castlebar could be sacrificed to support finances at GMIT in Galway, and she said she thinks there are inconsistencies in the management of the facility. On one hand, they're taking part in this working group to look at a sustainable future, but on the other hand, she said they're discontinuing courses and redeploying staff before this committee's work has been done or even it's delivered its report in September.
It can't just be, well, you know, a box-ticking exercise to say, well, it's there and it didn't shut down. We have more ambitious plans for it than that, and the need is there. And I think this is the sort of thing the working group needs to look at. You know, it flies in the face of reasonableness to say that you can be taking measures to send off staff to the Galway campus, to stop course innovation, course development, to find new courses, and still say we're participating in a process. The very reason we're in the process is there's a problem in the way management have managed the college, and they have to face up to that.
Senator Mulhern, you reminded me today there was a long campaign some years ago to bring this third level facility to Castlebar and a lot of political will to do it here. People might say there's a lot of political clout in Castlebar as well with the Taoiseach Enda Kenny, but he's about to go next week. Is that going to affect things?
There's a very solid foundation here. The political will is here. And if the political will wasn't here, there wouldn't have been a working group established by An Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, and by Minister for Education, Richard Bruton. So this is not a problem with political will right now. I am asking that management take a serious look at the way that they've been handling some of these things. And I think some of that self-examination is required. if we are really going to find solutions to address the problems that are facing them now that have led to this situation of a reduced number of students.
That was Michelle Mulhern ending John Cook's report. Now I'm joined by the president of the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology, Dr. Fergal Barry. Good evening.
Good evening, Mary. Good evening, listeners.
You heard the concerns there. Students are concerned, politicians are concerned, county councillors concerned, teachers being redeployed, courses being stopped. What is going on? Is the college in jeopardy?
No, Mary. The college is in very, very safe hands. Since 2015, the Institute has engaged in the process with the Higher Education Authority to restore all of GMIT to financial balance. So in September of this year, the Institute, and bear in mind we have five campuses and approximately 6,600 students, will be back in financial balance, will be one of the few institutes of technology in the country to have reserves. And this year we have a 20% increase in preferences to the Institute to our new courses. Amongst those new courses, Mary, include courses on the Mayo campus. So we've introduced a new course there in early childhood care.
Can we talk specifically? Let's talk specifically about the Mayo at the Castlebar campus, because that's the one that people are worried about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're redeploying how many staff?
So I'll come to that in a minute, Mary. But just on the investments in the campus, we've invested in a new program there in early childhood care and education, which is the Level 7 program. And the applications for that, I can't give you the exact figures.
Okay, I'll talk about the courses you're introducing. Can we talk first? Sorry, Dr. Barry.
Can we talk first about the
courses you've discontinued and the staff you're redeploying?
Okay, well, let me talk first about the investment in the campus. So the investment in the campus, we have a new program in early childhood care and education. First preference for that and total applications for that. We'll see numbers of students on that campus grow by about 150 over what they are today. So we have approximately 830 students on campus today, and that program will bring an additional 150.
All right, and now can we get to the courses you're discontinuing and the staff you're redeploying? Five courses.
Mary, I haven't finished on the courses that we're adding.
Can we take this in stages?
Yeah, we will.
The concerns voiced by students and by politicians and local people in Castlebar are around the fact that you have discontinued five courses of study, that you have redeployed teachers. We even had Micheál Martin talking about the failure and lack of capital investment. We know that the head, Deirdre Garvey, resigned from the campus last December. So can we take those steps first of all? The redeployment and the courses that have ended. Why did you do that?
I'll deal with that. So the early childhood and education.
We've done the early childhood.
Yeah,
can we deal with the ones that you've discontinued?
The next course we added is a level 8 add-on in social care, which also has very significant applications to the campus.
Dr. Barry, why won't you deal with the courses that have ended?
So I'm going to deal with that now.
Please,
Mary.
Now.
The programs that we suspended intake on were suspended one in 2014 and 15, so that's old news. And last year, we discontinued intake onto three other programmes on the campus.
What were the courses in? They were in construction studies.
One was in construction studies, another was in history and geography, and another in digital media and society.
Why did you discontinue them?
Because the students aren't applying for them. The students are applying for courses in early childhood care and education. They're applying for our growth programs in social care. Our applications to psychiatric nursing and general nursing on that campus as well have increased this year, and we're putting new resources in there. So last year, we employed new staff onto the campus for early childhood care and education. We're employing new staff this year, next year, the year after that, and the year after that. In terms of the programs where the students are no longer applying for that, as every other institute does in the country, we're assigning and redeploying our resources appropriately. So, for example, we haven't discontinued any courses this year over last year. But on the CEO, there's been 60 courses across all higher education institutions discontinued. So it's really unfair to focus just on GMIT and just on one particular institute.
I'm just trying to establish exactly what's going on. We're not trying to hammer GMIT or anything like that. We're trying to find out what's happening, because you heard the people who live there talking about their concerns, and they really want to know what is happening. There is now a group established by the Taoiseach and the Minister for Education, but it appears... Are you going ahead with implementing cuts ahead of that study
coming up with any findings?
We're
making no further changes over the changes that we made in September 2016, Mary.
Have you been told to stop making changes?
We're making no further changes over what we made in September 2016. We haven't been told to stop making changes, and we're fully engaging in the working group. We've put staff representatives on it. We're engaging with Enterprise. Just earlier this week, I appointed, in conjunction with the HEA, a former chief executive or former head of the Chamber of Commerce onto that working group. And we're committed, Mary, to that campus. We're growing students to it. We're growing programs there. We're investing in staff there. We're developing the health sciences expertise there. And we will maintain a business and enterprise program there that is sustainable.
Well, have you a real problem of communication in the college in Castlebar? Because, I mean, if things are as positive as you're saying and it's all about growth, 92% of staff in Castlebar recently called for ring-fenced funding for the campus.
And we're also pursuing that. So I suppose there's a lot of work that the institution has done in restoring itself from a minus 2.6 million deficit in 2015 back to surplus, growing applications by 20% to the Institute, Mary, and in terms of securing ring-fence funding for the campus, we're pursuing that, not just for the Mayo campus. We have five campuses.
Whose gift is that? Who can do that? Your decision?
We're pursuing that now in conjunction with the HEA and the department, not just for the Mayo campus of GMIT, but for our Letter Frack campus. We also have a present on the...
Is that a commitment, Dr. Barry, that you will ring-fence funding for Castlebar?
No, we are pursuing ring-fence funding from the Higher Education Authority for our Castlebar campus, for our Letter Frack campus, and for our Centre for Creative Arts and Media.
Why did the head, Deirdre Garvey, resign from the campus last December? Was that linked to funding shortages?
That's a personal matter for Deirdre Garvey to answer. I can't answer on her behalf.
Was it linked to funding and concerns around funding at the college?
I don't know the Institute, because I can't answer for her. But Mary, the Institute is continuing to invest in the campus. We're growing applications to the campus. A fantastic new program in early childhood care and education. New add-on level A program in social care.
There are real concerns before we finish. Students, I want to talk about students for a minute. Are students who are currently studying in Castlebar being forced to transfer to Galway to complete their studies?
No.
Because Michelle Mulhern and other Fine Gael councillors have said there are reports that a number of students who were about to enter fourth year in their construction studies course have been told in writing that the only option available to them now is to transfer to Galway. No, is that happening?
The programme that those students are on is a Level 7 three-year programme in sustainable building technology. That was the programme that the students signed up for, and the students can then, if they so choose, pursue the Level 8 degree at the Galway campus.
Had they an expectation that they would be able to pursue it in Castlebar?
No, they applied for a Level 7 programme and that's what the Institute committed to with them.
All right, there was never an expectation that they could go on to the Level 8 in Castlebar?
The expectation is that they can progress to a Level 8 programme. That's the responsibility of the Institute to provide a progression opportunity.
All right. So teachers are being transferred, but you say you will have how many new additional teachers, lecturers will you have employed in Castlebar from next September?
We have employed one already last year. We'll be employing another one this year, and over the next number of years there'll be three or four more.
So 15 gone, maybe two coming in over the next...
No, four or five coming in over the next number of years. And a number of staff transferred over a number of years, Mary, to our Galway campus.
But you say definitively there is no downgrading.
There's growth, Mary. There's phenomenal growth. We have a programme there in early childhood care and education that has huge preferences to it. We've also, invested in research on the campus.
All right.
And new postgraduate programmes in quality and patient safety.
All right. Dr.
New
Ferguson
postgraduate programmes in acutely unwell older adult and so on. So, Mary, we're investing in the campus.
Dr. Fergal Barry, President of the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology, thank you very much.